The 7th Annual Utah Beer Festival will take place Saturday, August 27th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Utah State Fair Park, featuring over 150 beers and ciders. Join in for live music, a karaoke stage, local food vendors, games, beer, and more to raise funds for the Humane Society of Utah.
Salt Lake Underground.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hello, I'm Bryce Okubo. I am the keyboardist for Telepanther.
I'm Kirk Dath, the guitarist and vocalist slash portal revealer for Telepanther.
Well, my first experience with Craft Lake City was the first one they did ever. I booked the show with my old band Laserfang. Telepanther played the Craft Lake City Festival 2 years ago, and our drummer quit about a month before the show. So me and Shane Asbridge from like Vile Blue Shades, we decided to do some old songs from another band I had in high school called Mammoth. And so we put together a set, and then we got Stephen Chai and Weston Woolley. And Kirk's other band, that was their first show ever.
Crook and the Bluff played first at I think maybe 8:30. And immediately after, on the other stage, Telepanther was playing.
So right when we got done, Kirk had to run over.
I did a quick wardrobe change, put some makeup and glitter on, and immediately after, in a 15-minute break, switching the pedal board over. But we made it happen, and it was really cool, actually.
Yeah, it was stressful, but really fun. So originally, Mike Wright and I got together about 4 years ago and started jamming and writing music together at Downtown Music. He had a few songs already, and I had a few songs that he added some drums and other sequencing work to. And in those early days, Bianca was doing some singing with us, but it was still in the formation stages.
And at that point, Mike Wright was sending me tracks after tracks, and I just loved him. I loved his sequencing work and Bryce's kind of spacey, ethereal keyboard stuff.
I just want to thank Mike for giving us his blessing to use his sequencing work for the songs we're still playing.
Which is phenomenal. Thank you, Mike. The first song they sent to me was a short but sweet song, and it had a really... What would be the word? Kind of a...
down-tempo Portishead feel?
I guess, yeah. It felt very melancholy and a little tragic, but hopeful at the same time. I forgot the original name of it, but I decided to call it Familiar Geometry. What was the original name?
It was called Black Frodo.
Oh yeah, Black Frodo. Kind of a different feel from the Middle Earth feeling, I guess you guys were going for.
What really caught my eye, other than his use of space with his voice, was his lyric writing. The line that caught me was, "Free me from the shackles of gravity." I just love that line. He says, "Free me from the shackles of gravity."
The lyrics were short and sweet. It's, "Lie down on the earth I trust, preparing to leave her embracing crust. Feel her fall, surrender species and familiar geometry. Free me from the shackles of gravity, leave me dirty urge to breathe, peel my body back and send me deep, exploring uncharted conscious tributaries." That's it. After talking with Bryce and kind of getting the feel for what the band was about, I started writing some lyrics to the songs and trying to fit in with the beat and the melody that they already had and develop a story around it. It was really cool because it was kind of like a totally different writing experience to write to a song that's completely structured where you don't really change much. I think for a couple songs I changed, can we repeat this section as a chorus, but for the most part it was just like going along with the music and trying to write stories about, you know, traveling in space, dance parties,
sex, drugs,
lots of drugs, leaving the planet.
It's a little bit more of the same stuff that we've been doing in the past. Yeah, we have our drum machine tracks and backing tracks. Things are changing, though.
We'll play mostly the same songs that we had from 2 years ago. We had about a year off, and we're doing these older songs with a little bit of a new flavor added in. We're going to be playing with a bassist this time around, and we're going to be minus one member, Mike Wright.
Mike has quit. He's getting married. We love him. We also like to do a lot of visual stuff. We like to put some makeup on, some more paint, lots of glitter, lots of fog, lots of lights. Sometimes masks or people joining us on stage dancing with costumes.
Lasers.
Our friend Joseph used to do some visual projection stuff for us that was really cool.
He actually did the sequencing on this song that we're going to be releasing here on Sound Waves.
I'd like to give Joseph a shout out to his awesome sequencing work on that track. Yeah, so for this performance, we have Kevin Schultz playing from Crook in the Bluff.
He's going to be doing some bass work. We haven't done a performance with him before, and as this lineup, so it's going to be new for us and for the audience, I suppose, who have seen Telepanther in the past.
And as far as visually goes, you'll just have to wait and see. I'm really excited to see Red Bennies at Craft Lake City this year. I grew up watching Red Bennies since I was in high school. Dave Payne kind of took my band at the time under his wing, like, let us play shows with him when we were just these young, nerdy kids. I'm also excited to see Beachmen. Big fans of those guys.
Really looking forward to Sarah Ann DeGraw's performance.
Me too.
Right now, I'm actually wearing her first t-shirt ever sold.
Well, that's cute.
Candy's River House is going to be a fucking experience.
Elytra, too. I'm a big Lindsay Heath fan.
For us festival veterans, or festi vets, if you will, Craft Lake City provides a great platform, not only for the musicians, but for the audience members who may or may not normally have found themselves in that place. They think this is a cool band that I would never see before, and then they might kind of seek it out in the future. Even just walking by, checking out some of the vendors and the artists, they get to hear music that they wouldn't otherwise have been exposed to.
I love it because my whole family can come. My nieces and nephews come. We get food. We go get art. Craft Lake City is all local artists.
And really talented ones at that.
And it's cheap.
It's really cool to get all of these creative people in one spot and then get all of the people that want to support the local artists and bands and vendors in one place. It makes a really unique vibe. Everyone seems to really enjoy themselves.
There's just nothing like it.
From Craft Lake City, I've heard about so many bands that I didn't even know existed in my hometown.
We get to access a whole different audience that we wouldn't have otherwise.
Kind of like any festival, you're surrounded by a bunch of other bands. You know, you can listen to them and say, hey, these guys would be great to do a show with. Let's talk to them and let's meet them because of, you know, seeing their performance on one of the stages, or even there's different areas around that musicians are playing, not just the two big stages, but there's other smaller spots throughout the festival that you happen upon and find really amazing musicians.
Yeah, and I love the mix of genre. When I go to a show, I love seeing two totally different bands playing, like, you know, folk band and a metal band together, or hip-hop.
Looping violin, like Katia Marufa, who will be playing at Craft Lake as well.
So yeah, this new track's called Stress and Release. We recorded it with Judd Powell at B-Side Studios, an old friend of mine. He's done so much cool stuff. He recorded the Vile Blue Shades LP. That's one of my favorite works of his. He also played in a band called La Force, which was amazing.
So the song itself has a long intro that will be on the full-length album that isn't going to be on this track that you're hearing today. But it's this long build-up that gets kind of stressful, and then you get the tremolo guitar. That's kind of this release, and it, I guess all music follows that formula of build up and then release. So stress and release kind of is the feel of this song, and kind of represents a lot of aspects of life and also sex. So that's what this song is about.
Stress and then release. Stress, release.
It's like the tide, man. We're back. That was Stress and Release.
You'll be able to listen to this track on SoundCloud for now.
Go to soundcloud.com/telepanther to hear our songs, and they're free, and you can listen to it there. Download the app. If you'd like to catch Telepanther, we will be headlining on Friday, August 12th. And there's a perfect spot to do some dancing.
come dance. I'm planning on having a face painting booth, so you can get your face painted and get in on the action.
Get your face did.
Join Craft Lake City at their 8th annual Do-It-Yourself Festival, Friday, August 12th, Saturday, August 13th, and Sunday, August 14th at the Gallivan Center in downtown Salt Lake City. Experience the Google Fiber STEM building, a children's area, two stages featuring local performers, and over 250 Utah artisans vending handmade wares. That's the second weekend in August at the Gallivan Center. Visit craftlakecity.com for tickets and more information.